overcame his doubts about himself and about me and fell in love. We work well together, don't you think?
Jaspia frowned. I cannot deny that you work well together, but it is difficult for me to see how you fell for that spoilt...
She paused. Taking a deep breath, she said,
Never mind. It would be folly to speak poorly of the man who would be our next king.
Frisia knew what Jaspia was thinking. It was what everyone was thinking. How could she fall for someone whom everyone thought to be a spoilt, self-absorbed lord when she had Rezkin, a selfless leader who gave everything to secure sanctuary for his people? They had no idea who Rezkin really was, though. And Tyrion was transparent. He was exactly the man she thought him to be, and she believed he deserved more credit for his potential than people gave him. With another glance at Rezkin, Frisia thanked Jaspia and left the room. She nodded at Kai and Farson, who stood guard over their liege. Two of the four strikers currently on the island watched him at all times, preventing anyone but a few select from entering. They had debated even allowing her to see him, considering how their relationship had ended. Frisia's stomach knotted at the thought. Her own guilt and doubts gnawed at her. She tried to shake the concerns, telling herself that she had no reason to feel such things. Rezkin was many things, but a devoted lover he was not. She could never have the life she dreamt of with him. It was better that they remain only friends. She left the healer's wing, past the intersection that led to the living quarters, then wended her way through several corridors, across the dining hall and up to the next level. She stopped in front of a newly constructed wooden door with iron bars blocking a head-sized window. Suddenly a face appeared on the other side, only inches from her own. Brant gripped the bars. His disheveled hair and scraggly beard made him appear a madman. The pain and fear in his eyes did nothing to appease Frisia's anger.
What did you do to him? She shouted. Tell me, what was the poison?
Please, Frisia. You know me, pleaded Brant.
You know I would never hurt him.
He is our emperor and, more importantly, a friend. You have to believe me. Whatever was done to him was not done by my hand. If anything, it was him.
Brant pointed a finger through the gap in the bars toward a similar door across the corridor. Frisia huffed, then turned toward the other door. She peered into the room beyond. Like the other, it possessed a bed, a bucket, and a little more. Sitting on the bed with his back against the far wall was Brant. Another Brant. He looked identical to the one with whom she had just been speaking.
Tell me now, she yelled. What was the poison?
Brant ran a hand over his face and looked at her with weary eyes.
I've told you, I am the real Brant, and I did nothing to Rezkin.
He stood and crossed the room to peer through the window at the other Brant.
How can you all not see that he is the imposter?
Looking back toward Frisia, he said,
I know nothing about poisons anyhow. Oh, don't give me that. You've always known more than you want people to think. Rezkin even said so.
Disheartened, she backed away and glanced between the two Brants.
But that isn't the problem here, is it? Even if one of you is the real Brant and didn't poison him, the other probably did.
How do you know that?
Said the Brant on the left.
Yes,
said the one on the right.
What makes you think it was either one of us? Maybe it was someone else, someone who is not locked up.
Maybe the real threat is still out there,
added Brant on the left.
The two of you are in agreement now? Said Frisia.
Brant on the left's face screwed up.
I know not who he is,
he pointed across the corridor.
But he is not wrong.
Yes,
said Brant on the right.
Just because he is impersonating me for some reason, that does not mean he is the poisoner.
Frisia gripped her hair and screamed with frustration.
Why would anyone impersonate you except to get close to him? And there being two of you just happens to have occurred right when Rezkin gets poisoned.
Brant on the left said,
No, it was going on much longer than that. You know what I was doing for the past few months. I was with you and Rezkin. All that time, Rezkin was good and well. What was he doing back here?
He jabbed a finger toward the other door.
I was doing exactly what I was supposed to be doing, said Brant on the right. Tyrion had me looking after the princess and helping with other tasks.